I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Most people who get the flu recover in several days to less than 2 weeks, but a small percentage of people develop complications. To talk about complications from the flu during this year's flu season is Dr. Dee Ford. She's a professor of medicine and the medical director for the Medical Intensive Care Unit and for the ICU Outreach Program at MUSC. Dr. Ford, what has been different about the flu season this year?
This year's flu season started earlier than is typical for influenza, and the particular strain of flu virus that was most common this year had especially high attack rates. And we have observed a lot more complications related to influenza, including patient deaths.
What are those complications? What do you worry about for some people who get the flu?
One of the common complications after influenza is to get another infection from a bacteria, pneumococcal pneumonia being a particularly common, we call them secondary infection, that can follow from influenza. And this can lead to complications such as pneumonia, sepsis, and kind of multi-system organ failure.
Any additional complications that were seen in a small percentage of people this year from the flu?
Yes, one of the complications that we see a lot in the critical care arena where I work is acute respiratory distress syndrome, or ARDS, as we call it for short. And this is basically where a patient's lungs become severely inflamed, in this case from influenza, and they are unable to breathe without life support. So while it's not common, it is especially severe when a patient develops this condition.
Can you give us information about who might be at extra risk of these kinds of complications from the flu?
In general, people at the extreme ends of age, so the young and very young and the elderly, are at the highest risk of complications related to influenza. However, I would add that perfectly healthy adults and adolescents can also develop these complications.
What can we do to really be alert to signs and symptoms of a complication for anybody that may have the flu?
The most important thing is, if you suspect you may have the flu, is to seek screening and testing for influenza. There are medications that can be taken, and if taken early on in the course of the illness, can really reduce the severity of symptoms and the duration of symptoms that patients experience.
What about actual signs for someone who has the flu that something additional might be going on in the way of a complication that needs prompt medical attention?
If individuals are experiencing fevers, cough with very green or yellow phlegm, chest pain, shortness of breath, these are all things that suggest another pneumonia may have developed and should prompt immediate medical attention.
Dr. Ford, what's our best hope to try to prevent the flu?
The most important thing that a person can do is get the flu vaccine annually, every year. And while the vaccine may not be 100% effective all of the time, it certainly prevents it in many instances and can reduce the severity of flu if a person does contract it after having been vaccinated.
Dr. Ford, thanks for providing this information about complications from the flu.
Thank you, Bobby. It was my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.